Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle here in the Labatt Blue Studio one more time. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. This segment also brought to you by our good friends at GoPSURV.com, where they are taking deposits for the 2020 season. That includes the blue-white game. You put $250 down, you can reserve your RV for any Penn State home game. The ultimate tailgating experience is waiting for you. Check it out at GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV for 2020 today. We're looking at recruiting now. We got a big weekend this past weekend. You had at least a few big time guys on Penn State's campus. Try to figure out what that means. To me, Greg, it was also a reminder that, you know, as we're caught up in the day to day of the football season, which is obviously what takes precedent over everything else to us, to the kids, to the coaching staff, we are now at a place where you come out the other side after this bowl announcement, and there is just over a week until the first signing day.
Yeah, it's almost hard to believe. And keep in mind that the new dead periods, one in January and one in February, now limit when you can do these kind of underclassmen, junior day events, whatever you want to call them. You know, Penn State had frequently used the first Saturday after the February signing day to do a junior day, and they'd take kids to a basketball game or a hockey game, or maybe there was nothing going on and they'd just have them in town for a day with the coaching staff. And now, because of these new dead periods and you know, basically black holes when it comes to being able to host recruits on campus, you know, you're not able to go out and do maybe what you wanted to do when it comes to hosting guys. So you do it now, and it makes December a little bit more crazy for the coaching staff. But, I mean, it's kind of what these guys live for, right? I mean, they kind of strive for and live for the chance to just continue going on the recruiting trail, get on the road and travel and see kids, bring kids to campus in the windows that you're allowed to do it. So this was a good one. You know, Caleb Williams, the five-star quarterback out of Washington, D.C., Penn State's latest chance to land a five-star recruit, comes to town. It's going to be a big-time battle between SEC program. I mean, everyone that is in Penn State's airspace, and even the programs above Penn State's airspace at this point, are interested in Caleb Williams. So to get him on campus is always a big deal. You have Landon Tangwall in from Maryland as well, the four-star offensive lineman, and a couple other kids. So it was about as good a weekend as you could expect for a junior day during bowl season. And, you know, one thing I don't think we should overlook is the fact that, you know, James Franklin has his contract extension announced on Friday before these kids come to town. So he didn't have to spend time explaining that he's going to be at Penn State for the rest of their careers, or, you know, for the duration of their careers, I guess you could say, because that was already clear once he inked that deal for 2025. Well, I guess he didn't ink it yet, but he agreed to it, and now we're just waiting for everyone to sign it. So
it was a handshake. It was a handshake deal. It'll take at least another 6 weeks to sign the thing for some reason. But yeah, I think that timing, boy, it's just the calendar when you look at it really year round. Now there are opportunities as you look ahead, look into like the spring and the early part of summer where coaches can get away and they can kind of unwind some. But if you look about even in season, the two bye weeks and then coming right out and you're looking at the break between the regular season and between the and the bowl game, there's such a crazy sense of urgency that's required. So the bye week, you know, you do what you usually do. You come out of a game on a Saturday. I'm sure you break down film on a Sunday, and then you're out on the road. Really, I don't know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of most of those bye weeks.
Correct.
So there is no downtime, and then you come out of it. And I know most coaches really say that, you know, they appreciate the early signing period because it really narrows the scope of how much work they have to do.
Right.
And narrows their board between December and the second signing day in February. And it's all in all a positive. But at the same time, it's another hurry up approach this with urgency thing. December 18th is going to come quick. And I know this past weekend wasn't really about December 18th, but it's never too early to really ramp up in 2021 either.
Right. And again, I mean, the way the calendar has changed, you're not able to, you know, you're not able to necessarily follow the past practices and the past schedules that you used to when it comes to having kids on campus for the next cycle once you get this group wrapped up. So you're forced almost to bring kids to campus this weekend for a junior day. The good thing is Penn State had always planned to have next Saturday. So whatever that is, the 13th and 14th, I think, 15th, whatever. That was always going to be their official visit weekend for the class of 2020. And because you have so many guys already committed in that class, you don't have to host a bunch of underclassmen who you're still trying to wow because right. you've done most of that work already. So I'm not going to say it'll work out like this every year for Penn State, Dustin, where, you know, they get into, you know, they get into a place where they have so many commits already by this the early part of December that they can constantly focus this weekend only on underclassmen. But I bet it'll work out like this more often than not. And just for clarity's sake, so the dead period starts December 18th and it runs through January 16th. So that means during that whole window, coaches cannot go see prospects and they cannot come to campus. They can come to town from the 17th to the 31st of January, but I'm sorry, the 17th to the 1st of February. And then after that, the dead period runs February 3 to February 29th. So for that whole window, including 3 weekends where Penn State would have previously had guys on campus, they can't do that anymore because of the new calendar.
The calendar has changed and evolved so much, obviously with the first signing period, but also with the allowing earlier visits in the spring. Where does this fall in terms of, like, what does this accomplish having the dead period now in February?
I think it's just a realization and a recognition of the fact. And I don't know if any coaches would ever say this, and I don't know if the NCAA or the American Football Coaches Association would ever adopt this as sort of a stance they're willing to take in public. But I think it's just a understanding of, hey, look, you know, you've added all of these recruiting chances on the calendar. That's wonderful. But when are we supposed to take some time off?
Yeah.
So I kind of think it was just a
Forced vacation for
pretty much.
Off,
yeah. And I mean, let's be honest. If these guys are signing most of their class in December and they're just wrapping up some odd ends in February, do they really need to be bugging kids and vice versa in February when the next group can't sign for, you know, 10 months and the full class won't be wrapped up in the next cycle for literally an entire year? I mean, do they really need to be bugging guys and out doing stuff at that point? I don't think so. So, you know, then you get into March and kids are allowed to come to campus, but coaches can't go back out on the road until April 15, as we've seen with Penn State over the years. They won't go back out until the blue-white game and spring practice is in the book. So keep in mind, too, there's that dead period now from June 22nd to July 24. So they get a nice little reprieve then before the season starts. And I believe, yeah, all of August is now a dead period, too. So you can't have kids come in for camp and things like that. But obviously, you're going full tilt anyway. So, yeah, to me, again, I don't know if, you know, either side of the equation would ever come out and say, you know, we made this February dead period so everyone gets the time away, but that's more or less what it is.
The NCAA is protecting these maniacs from themselves. They're saving them
less,
from themselves.
Yeah, more or less.
If these guys could do it and it would give them any kind of competitive edge, they would recruit and they would be grinding away 365 days of the year. That's just the way that they are. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State's a big recruiting weekend, looking more at the class of 2021. Some big names that we'll touch on in just a moment. A segment brought to you by our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. It's officially available now in Pennsylvania. As a trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise now to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. Super easy to do, very fast. You can deposit, place your bets, and withdraw in a matter of seconds. Manage it all parts of your account there. And if you download it now, you can get a great sign up offer. Get a free bet just for signing up. You download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code KSM when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply. I want to look at a couple of these names a little bit more closely. Number one is Dante Thornton Jr., who was committed to Penn State. He decommitted, was clearly evaluating his options elsewhere. I think right around that same stretch. He had taken a couple visits to Tennessee, for example. So now he's back on campus. He's a four-star wide receiver from Baltimore. Really talented kid, a top 50 player in the 24/7 composite. He could very well end up being a contender for a five-star. Where is Penn State with him? Could they pull the Micah Parsons decommit, recommit, the double dip on this one?
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's possible. The fact that he keeps coming back to campus tells you all you need to know. The more I think about this, Dustin, you do get the feeling this is one of those deals where James Franklin said, look, we know you want to take visits. You know, maybe you commit a little bit too early. I'm sure they did their best to talk him out of you know, being,
which he says he does it to everybody.
Right,
yeah.
Being a commit. But you know what? Sometimes guys think they are ready to make a decision before they actually are. And then they, you know, recant on their decision. So I certainly think they're in play to do that. But that's a recruitment that probably is going to last all the way into December.
And then Landon Tangwall is a really interesting player. Like, he is... he's going to be one of the top offensive tackles. I mean, he already is one of the top offensive tackles in the 2021 class. He's from Good Counsel in Maryland. He is built unlike any other player that Penn State has really recruited at that position. The only player I can think of will be Caden Wallace, who is just a monster of a human being. But he's a big, athletic kid who really likes Penn State. And I just wonder, you know, is Penn State – the favorite, as his 24/7 sports crystal ball suggests, and where are things going with him? How important of a prospect is he at that offensive tackle spot?
Yeah, big one. Number one, because he looks like a prototypical offensive tackle. But number two, he, you know, the class of 2020, and we'll get into this more in the weeks to come, but the class of 2020, Dustin, is going to be viewed as the one that didn't have all the big names that everyone thought they would when it comes down to Fleming and Bressy and some other guys. So, you know, the class of 2021 is a chance to right that ship again. You know, you already lost Kyle McCord and Marvin Harrison, the two PA kids. I get that. They're both going to Ohio State, and the Lions never really seem to have a chance there. But when it comes down to Tangwall, when it comes down to Caleb Williams, when it comes down to Dante Thornton, you have a chance with some really highly rated regional guys to right the ship and to get – you know, a class that has some of the star power maybe Penn State's missed out on in bulk over the last few years when it comes to regional recruiting. So Tangwall would be a great early domino in that regard. He has a lot of the same characteristics of a Nick Dawkins in terms of, you know, being a good recruiter as a player and being a class leader, things like that. So, you know, he's visited campus a lot of times, and it just feels like a matter when he commits, not if at this point.
Yeah, that would be a big deal. A big domino in that 2021 class. And maybe a centerpiece type player who can attract other big time talent. We'll see. 2020, good class, big class. Also some disappointment with guys like Julian Fleming walking away. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back with some Penn State basketball. Not the best couple days here for the Lions. Jeff Brown will join us to give us the latest.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Take advantage of this great sign-up offer. Download today. Use code KSN at sign-up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply.
We are Tech Results, located right here in State College. Whether it's workstation, server, and network installation, problem solving and maintenance, security assessments, or general evaluations, we are your complete IT partner. Learn more at techresults.com. That's TEKResults.com. Or call us at 814-206-0000.